Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Next up for the case of Emily Bickford and her daughter Ava is to the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, as you know, Matt, we don't generally deal with custody cases, but in this case, it's a religious freedom issue, and we've continued to fight for Emily Bickford for the right for her to take her 13-year-old daughter to church and expose to anything Christian, religious organizations, events, what have you. And you argued this case last year before the Maine Supreme Court. And now we're on our way to asking the High Court to please hear this case.
Yes, continue to pray for Emily Bickford and her daughter Ava and our legal team as we now take this to the next level, and that is to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court obviously reviews cases, and it's in their discretion to take a case or not. And most of the cases that are asked to be reviewed, they deny. So it's a small percentage, 1-2%. Pray that this is one of those 1-2% cases, because it's very critically important, not only for this case, not only for people in Maine, but for the entire country. Because what this case does is it says, in a case involving custody where there's two fit parents, one parent can be empowered by the court to have an absolute veto over the other parent's right to raise the child in a religious or Christian environment, not just involving one church. This particular order involves any church, any religious organization, any religious event, including Christmas or Easter, including Bible studies, exposure to the Bible, exposure to religious philosophy, and that's a direct quote from the order. It is so broad that Matthew Bradeen has been given power from the court to block any kind of exposure to anything religious, particularly anything Christian, no matter its origin, no matter whether it's this church, that denomination or this denomination, any religious organization. So, for example, if during Christmas she wanted to ring the bell for Salvation Army, she couldn't do it. If she wanted to volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center, she couldn't do it. If she wanted to attend a rally that is a Christian rally, she can't do it. If she wants to attend a Christmas program in her school or someplace else, it's totally banned across the board.
But you know what got my attention when we did an earlier program on the subject? You mentioned that when you argued before the Maine Supreme Court, they actually ignored their own state law in this case. Is that what really sets the stage for the High Court to take this?
Well, they didn't do that during my argument. They did it during the actual writing of the opinion.
In the opinion, okay.
Yeah, they never suggested that they were going to overrule one of the Maine Supreme Court's prior opinions, which says in a case where you have these fundamental rights of the Constitution at issue, you elevate the review of it to what's called strict scrutiny. In other words, the government or their person bringing the claim has to show a compelling interest. And if they have a compelling interest, in this case, a compelling interest to prohibit this child from exposure to anything religious or Christian, which that would be impossible to show, then they have to achieve it in the least restrictive means. Well, think of this. If it's one thing that the pastor said at Calvary Chapel, okay, that may be least restrictive. If it's even Calvary Chapel, which that would not be least restrictive, but just assume that you just wipe out one church. There's no way it's the least restrictive means to wipe out every church.
Right.
Every religious event,
and
every religious organization.
All
and that's
churches.
What it does.
Yeah.
So the least restrictive means would have clearly meant they had to rule the other way. And in writing this opinion, releasing it, they overruled the Osier case, O-S-I-E-R case. That's the name of it, from the Maine Supreme Court. They overruled it.
And what is that case about?
Well, it requires strict scrutiny, a compelling interest, and least restrictive means whenever you have a fundamental constitutional right at stake, as you do here, free exercise of religion. And so the court said, no, in cases going forward, There's no free exercise of religion, no special treatment for religion, period. And in doing so, they overruled the previous decision of the Maine Supreme Court, and they now put themselves in conflict to the other court cases around the country, state courts of appeal, state Supreme Courts, and that's what causes the conflict.
Absolutely. You know, and I guess in our years of dealing with all the COVID issues and the church cases and all that in Maine, I'm never surprised, I guess, by what happens in the state of Maine. However, this has gotten a lot of attention from the media and from the public. I think they can't believe this would actually be a real situation.
I know. And there's some people that say, oh, well, it's just one church, or it's just because what the pastor said during a prayer. No, it's not. It's not just what the pastor said during 6 minutes. It's not just Calvary Chapel of Portland, Maine. It is every church. It's every religious organization. It's every religious event.
And, you know, her daughter, 13-year-old Ava, is at a very pivotal age for exposure to Christianity. She needs this so she grows in her faith.
The 4 to 14 window is something we've talked about
before. Oh, yes.
And that's what child evangelism knows about, and that is that age 4 to 14. It's very critical in the life of a young person with regards to their relationship to the Lord.
Fortunately, she seems like a very mature young lady, and her mother is doing a great job with her. But still, to just ban her from any kind of religion is just absurd.
Listen to this. I mean, the court actually says on page 17, the lower court order that we appealed, the lower court order actually acknowledged that there was no, quote, evidence showing that Ava had been harmed by exposure to any teaching of the Bible or rooted in the Bible. There's no evidence that she's been harmed by any teaching that's rooted in the Bible.
Well, of course
that is
not.
Directly from the lower court. There's no evidence of harm that has happened to Ava regarding any teaching that is rooted in the Bible. However, the court goes on to say that exposure to Christian doctrine like heaven, hell, angels, and demons, salvation, the second coming, and teaching the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter could be psychologically harmful to a child. Could be. Not is, could be. That is shocking that they would even say that. It could be. But it's even more shocking that there's no evidence that there is. In other words, right. There's no evidence of harm, but you could be harmed by this idea of salvation, that some are going to be saved and some are not, that there's right and wrong, that, you know, there is truth and lie, there is a heaven, there is a hell. To suggest that somebody could be psychologically harmed by those basic biblical teachings is shocking. But even beyond that, to acknowledge that there is no evidence of harm and then nevertheless to issue an order that gives Matthew Bradeen unilateral authority to ban Ava when she is with her mother, Emily, from being exposed to not only Calvary Chapel of Portland, but any church, any religious organization. I'm talking about any religious organization. Think about that. Mm-hmm. She couldn't be exposed to any religious organization. That's a broad spectrum, not just churches. So no churches, no religious organizations.
Unbelievable.
So it doesn't matter what kind of a religious organization. Could be a pro-life organization, could be a Salvation Army religious organization, could be something else. Nothing. No religious events. And how broad is that? That is Christmas, Easter. That's Bible studies. That's summer camp. That is overnight stays with Christian friends. It's even being around Christian friends.
And, you know, Emily's a very smart woman. And when she would take her daughter to church, and perhaps the pastor would talk about heaven and hell and all those things that they're raising red flags about, she is going to explain that further with Ava. She's not just going to leave her to think she's going to have nightmares or something. She's going to explain why that's important in the Bible.
Well, and you know, I've seen some people online saying, well, Ava doesn't want to go to church. Well, you know, that's just knee-jerk reaction.
How do they know Ava?
Yeah, they don't know, and they're not reading. No, Ava wants to go to church. Ava's the one who initiated this.
She wanted to be baptized.
To be baptized.
Yes.
Her mom said yes, and that's when Matthew Bradeen went to the courts, and thus came this order. Ava loves the Lord. She wants to be baptized. She has now been baptized, so that did happen. But she can't be exposed to anything Christian or religious in nature. So please pray for Emily, Ava, and our legal team as we now take this case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Go to lc.org/Emily.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. The website again, lc.org, lc.org.